भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 द सिम्टम्स ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज टेक्स्ट 4। एकस्यैव ममांशस्य जीवस्यैव महामते बन्धो अस्य विद्या नादिर विद्या च तथेतर एकस्यैव ममांशस्य जीवस्यैव महामते बन्धो अस्य विद्या नादिर विद्या च तथेतर एकस्यैव ममांशस्य जीवस्यैव महामते बन्धोऽस्य विद्या नादिर विद्या च तथेतर। Mataji's. Word by word meaning ekasya of the one, eva, certainly, mama, my, aunshasya, part and parcel, jivasya, of the living entity, eva, certainly, mahamate, o most intelligent one, bandha, bondage, asya, of him, avidya, by ignorance, anadi, beginningless, vidyaya, by knowledge, cha, and tatha, similarly, itara, the opposite of bondage, liberation, translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O most intelligent Uddhava, the living entity called Jiva is part and parcel of me. But due to ignorance, he has been suffering in material bondage since time immemorial. By knowledge, however, he can be liberated. Purport. Just as the sun reveals itself through its own light or covers itself by creating clouds, the personality of Godhead reveals and covers himself by knowledge and ignorance, which are expansions of his potency. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.5, apareyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhutam mahabaho yedam dharyate jagat. Besides this inferior nature, O mighty arm Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind consisting of all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. Srila Prabhupada states in connection with this verse, the Supreme Lord Krishna is the only controller and all living entities are controlled by Him. These living entities are His superior energy because the quality of their existence is one and the same with the Supreme. But they are never equal to the Lord in quantity of power. Because of quantitative inferiority of potency, the living entity becomes covered by Maya and is again liberated by surrendering to the Lord. The word Amsha or part and parcel is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 15.7. Mame Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The living entity is Amsha or a minute particle and therefore subject to liberation and bondage. As stated in the Vishnu Puran, Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Shetra Jnakya Tatha Para Avidya Karma Sadhnyanya Tritiya Shaktir Ishyate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu possesses His superior internal potency as well as the potency called Kshetradnya Shakti. This Kshetradnya Shakti is also spiritual potency, but it is sometimes covered by the third or material potency called ignorance. Thus, because of the various stages of covering, the second or marginal potency is manifested in different evolutionary phases. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written that the living entity has been executing fruitive activities since time immemorial. Thus, his conditioned life may be called beginningless. Such conditioned life, however, is not endless. Since the living entity may achieve liberation through the loving devotional service of the Lord, since the living entity may acquire liberation, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that his liberated life begins at a certain point but is endless. His liberated life begins at a certain point, but is endless, because liberated life is understood to be eternal. In any case, one who has achieved the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be understood to be eternally liberated. Since such a person has entered into the eternal atmosphere of the spiritual sky, since there is no material time in the spiritual sky, one who has achieved his eternal spiritual body on Lord Krishna's planet is not subject to the influence of time. His eternal blissful life with Krishna is not designated in terms of material past, present and future, and is therefore called eternal liberation. Material time is conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual sky, and every living entity there is eternally liberated, and every living entity there is eternally liberated. Having attained the supreme situation, such liberation can be achieved by vidya or perfect knowledge, which is understood in three phases called Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. The ultimate phase of vidya or knowledge is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, such knowledge is called Raja Vidya, or the king of knowledge, and it awards the supreme liberation. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantakam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Krapa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Kaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is it audible till end? Okay. Thank you. So, in this chapter, Lord Krishna is giving this knowledge of conditioned living entities and liberated living entities to Uddhava. So this knowledge which Lord Krishna is giving to Uddhava is definitely a great knowledge, transcendental knowledge. Last time also we discussed, Lord Krishna gave the knowledge of the soul to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. And that knowledge is called as confidential knowledge. Guhya Gyan. It is not just any ordinary information that you are not this body or spirit soul. Today's world, there is so much of information technology, trying to give so much of information, not knowledge. Knowledge is different. So Lord Krishna gives that knowledge to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, and here to Uddhava in Srimad Bhagavatam. So both Uddhava Gita and Bhagavad Gita, both are famous because that knowledge is given personally by Lord Krishna. And when the Supreme Lord is speaking, it cannot be ordinary knowledge. He is speaking from a very, very elevated platform, on the very high level of understanding. And we can see that Lord is the Supreme Personality of God. Uddhava or Arjuna, they are living entities. Ansha, mamaiva ansho jivaloke. Or here it is said that mamaunshasya ekaseva mamaunshasya jivaseva mahamati. So Lord Krishna is trying to give this knowledge. Who himself, Lord Krishna himself, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is giving knowledge to one of the living entities, we can say. So there is a lot of difference. It is not just two friends talking with each other. One is a Supreme Personality of Godhead and another is ordinary living entity, but of course very close to the Lord. So while giving this knowledge, sometimes like we may receive some knowledge from higher authorities, and sometimes a very knowledgeable person or sannyasi or guru or very elevated soul, when we hear, sometimes there is a feeling that I am inferior, I am very small, anu, I am insignificant. And that kind of feeling may be there. But the person who is giving this knowledge, when he has this understanding that I am giving this knowledge, I know that I have better understanding, I know better, and I am giving the knowledge, or I am enlightening someone. And sometimes on the material platform it may be, okay, I am the boss and I am giving you knowledge and you have to hear whatever I say, you have to hear. But here Lord Krishna, we can see that he very well knows that he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead and they are living entities. So there may be slight kind of feeling in the mind that I am inferior. Or that kind of thoughts may be there. So Lord Krishna is addressing Uddhava as Mahamati. वो मोस्ट इंटेलिजेंट उद्धव, यू आर मोस्ट इंटेलिजेंट. कृष्णा इज नॉट ट्राइंग टू पुट हिम डाउन, यू आर इनसिग्निफिकेंट. वन कैन डू दैट ऑल्सो समटाइम्स. समटाइम्स सम पोजिशन इज गिवन एंड इमिजिएटली वन स्टार्ट्स डिक्टेटिंग, नॉट इंस्ट्रक्टिंग, ordering, starts ordering and thinking that now he has conquered the world. But here Lord Krishna himself is telling Uddhava, you are Mahamati, you are most intelligent. Why is telling this? So that he doesn't feel inferior. He can have that kind of comfort level to understand that knowledge. Otherwise, he may just feel depressed and may not understand. Even when Lord Krishna was giving the knowledge to Arjuna, Arjuna's condition was very pathetic in the beginning. He was depressed. He had given up the bow and arrows. He was crying. So Lord Krishna had to uplift his morale. He had to motivate him. Prabhu, you have to fight. This is your duty. You are not doing your duty. So, of course, this is my understanding and I was just observing how Lord Krishna is addressing Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita at various places. Lord Krishna is addressing Arjuna with different names. And Arjuna is also addressing Lord Krishna with different names. Arjuna is addressing, oh, you are Achyuta, you are infallible. Your words don't fail. And Krishna is addressing Arjuna as, you are Kaunteya. He's reminding, you are son of Kunti. You are Partha, you are son of Pritha. The Kunti is. Then Krishna is addressing Arjuna as Mahabahu. Here also it is, this verse has come. Aparayamita swanya prakrutim vidhya me param jiva bhutam Mahabahu yedam dharyati jagat. That when Lord Krishna is giving this knowledge of living entities, again, the living entities may be considered as very insignificant from one perspective. But Lord Krishna is telling, you are Mahabahu. Because you are mighty arm. You should not feel that you don't have strength. You are mighty arm. So Krishna is motivating Arjuna to fight. Savya Sachin, you are the one who can fight with both your hands, can shoot arrows with both of your hands. Kuru Pravira, you are the best among Kurus. Dhananjay, so earlier Arjuna had retrieved that wealth. So he had conquered many such previously, so many battles. But at that time, he was completely despondent. So in that way, Lord Krishna is calling Arjuna with different names. He is calling Arjuna with one more name, and that is Gudakesha. One who has conquered the sleep. Arey, you don't sleep on the battlefield, Lord Krishna is telling to Arjuna. I'm not telling to you. So that is the message. Arey, you don't sleep now. Get up and fight. It is a time for fighting, not sleeping. Gudakesh, you have conquered the sleep. Sleep and ignorance. Gudak is also ignorance. So you have conquered the ignorance. So what you are sleeping now? You have to get up and start fighting. So we can understand that Bhagavad Gita is also the original motivational talk. We can. Today's world, a lot of motivational talks are going on because people are not motivated even to work. Their own duties, they are getting payment, they have to go and do their duties even on a material platform. But still there is so much of moroseness, depression and no energy to work. So here Lord Krishna is trying to give this knowledge, the knowledge of the spirit soul. Because when we get the knowledge of the spirit soul, we'll realize that we don't have to worry. Our all these chota-chota problems, these are all tiny problems, minuscule. They are existing at certain time in this material world for maybe a fraction of a moment, just going to vanish. What is our lifespan? 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 or 100 years. But in comparison with the eternal time, it is insignificant. Our existence in this material world is, one sense, insignificant. But we have not realized that. We still think that I can do so many things. I can conquer the world. Maybe just some more time and people will realize who he was and what he is now. That's mind can play so many tricks. And one day one will get caught up into that. So therefore, that is a tendency of the mind to create some kind of hallucination and make one think that I am the great. So therefore, sometimes that kind of knowledge is needed. And Krishna is giving the transcendental knowledge. He is giving the eternal knowledge. He is giving the real knowledge. Because we have been put into this moha, illusion. And we think that we are the material bodies. We are subjected to the three modes of material nature. And Lord Krishna is telling Uddhava in the beginning of this chapter that everyone, all living entities are controlled by three modes of material nature. And I am above them. Three modes of material nature do not control me. But I am the controller of the three modes of material nature. And everyone in this material world is controlled by these three modes. Sattva gun, Rajas gun, Tamas gun. So these three modes control almost everyone in this material world. Except the liberated living entities. The eternally liberated living entities, they may also have the material bodies, but they are eternally liberated. What is the difference between the liberated living entity and conditioned living entity? Conditioned living entity gets affected by the changes happening. Dehinosmin yathadehe kaumarom yomanam chara. These are the changes of the body. The childhood, youth, old age, these are the various changes. Dhiras tatra namuyati. One who is a sober person he will not get bewildered. He knows that these changes are going to happen. And whatever I may do, whatever I may try, I cannot stop it. And therefore, such living entities, they take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Jara marana mokshaya mama shritti yatanti. One wants to become free from jara and marana, old age and disease. They take shelter in me. That is Lord Krishna's verdict. So therefore, anybody wants to become free from old age and death should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. Because only He can award that higher level. And when the living entity, he realizes that I am not this mortal body, I am spirit soul. Although I may be conditioned in this body, and this body is going through so many changes, and sometimes I may be also affected by so many things around, but still, I am different from this mortal body. I am the spirit soul. So that is the higher knowledge. And such liberated souls are compared as dried coconuts. Dried coconuts. Coconut is, when it is fresh, new, it is, the inside pulp is attached to the shell. But when that coconut dries, then what happens? That inside pulp starts drying up and it becomes separate from the shell. And you can make the sound, tuk tuk tuk, kad kad kad. That means that is dried now. It has been separated from the shell. Similarly, the liberated soul, although it may be within the body, still it is separate from the body. One will have that higher understanding. That I am not this mortal body and I am spirit soul. So this example is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, this knowledge is very important. And Lord Krishna is telling that, but due to ignorance, he has been suffering in mortal bondage since time immemorial. When knowledge, however, he can be liberated. So we can see that the condition of living entity, living entity has come into this material existence since time immemorial. It is almost, we cannot trace out when we came in this material world. And sometimes that kind of question also one may ask, that if I was there in the spiritual world with Lord Krishna, then why did I come here? What is the cause? Why did I, how I became conditioned in this material world? So that is definitely not an easy question. Some other, Srila Prabhupada many times says that some other we have fallen in this material world. Now we should think of going back. Not that who pushed me in the water. Many times our Radha Gopinath Prabhu gives example that you have fallen in the water, you are struggling in the water. Now somebody is giving the hand, come out. Don't ask question there, why, who has thrown me in the water? Just take the help and come out first. So, Lord Krishna is giving this rope now. He has brought in the association of devotees. He has given this knowledge. Some other we have come in this contact with this divine moment. Now we should think of going back. We should not think that how can I make life comfortable here. Otherwise again, even after taking the process, we may get conditioned. So therefore, that process, if one follows properly, one can remain on the higher level of consciousness. And that is a practice. That is a practice. It's a continuous struggle to remain at the higher platform, higher levels of consciousness. Because material energy is very, very powerful. Lord Krishna himself says, Daivi esha gunamai mama maya duratya. It is not easy. Mama maya duratya. This is divine energy of mind. This is very difficult to overcome. Even after many, many years of practice. So many years somebody may practice, but still, material energy is so powerful. It can just within moments, it can take away. It's like Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra Muni was performing austerities for almost 60,000 years. So many years of tapasya, he was sitting in meditation and so much of control of the senses. But what happened to him? It just within few moments, he was distracted. And we can see that it didn't take much time for Menaka to disturb him. She was not performing austerities for 60,000 years to disturb him. Just few moments. And immediately she could distract Vishwamitra Muni, who was sitting there for so many years. So we can understand the power of material energy. If one has not taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, it can be so difficult. So therefore, one has to take the process seriously and sincerely. And this temple or this con society, what is there, we can consider like a university. University, somebody goes, then there is a course one has to complete. And sincere student will take the course seriously. He will know that, okay, I have to graduate now, I have to study this level and go to the next level and the next level and continue making progress. And in that way, one will get gradually qualified to get liberated. But if somebody comes to the university and doesn't study, just doing some pranks here and there, then what will happen? He will fail. So again, when one will get second chance, we don't know. Ajamil got a second chance. But we cannot say that even I'll be like Ajamil and maybe I'll be getting one more chance. One should not think like that. One should think that this is the second chance I have got. Or maybe the third chance I have got. I should not waste time now. So therefore, sometimes, and even in the university, there are different levels of students. Some may be at the first year, second year, various levels. So similarly, when somebody is coming to Krishna consciousness, we should know that somebody may be at the beginning level. Somebody has come to Krishna consciousness because he or she has made a huge progress in previous life. And this is just now the final year. So there are different devotees at different levels, even in the same organization. Somebody may be still struggling, still trying to chant sincerely, follow regulative principles sincerely. There may be still struggle at the beginning. But if somebody makes sincere endeavor, Lord will help such souls. And therefore, these living entities, Srimad Bhagavatam explains that who takes the process or who is a very rare soul, muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlapa prashantatma kotishvapi mahamuni. One who is muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana, one is a liberated soul, siddhanam, greatly highly advanced in knowledge, and narayana parayana, one who is devoted to the Supreme Lord. Such person is very rare. Sudurlabha. Sudurlabha. Prashantatma. He is a very peaceful soul. Kotishvapi Mahamani. Amongst many, many millions of such liberated and perfected souls, somebody may be Narayana Parayana, one who is a devotee to the Supreme Lord. So therefore, if we can realize that great fortune, that yes, some other Lord has brought me to this process, and I am not that Narayana Parayana, it's not that I am that person, I am still trying to practice sincerely. If you maintain that consciousness, then one can make tremendous advancement. And then one can realize that this knowledge is not an ordinary knowledge. This is Raja Vidya. This is the king of the knowledge. Because it awards the supreme perfection, which was not achieved, which we cannot achieve in other yugas or other species of life. So this is a very, very rare opportunity, and we can see that Srila Prabhupada, how he has made it so easy. He has given this process to everyone. And somebody practices that sincerely, and especially one can realize by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. In this age of Kali, which is a dark age, all other processes of tapasya or sacrifices, one cannot perform that. But only through the chanting of the holy names, one can achieve the highest perfection. And sometimes even while chanting we may not be attentive. So our Vraj Vihari Prabhu, he has very wonderful insights and realizations he is giving in his books, Are You Connected? A very wonderful book he has written. I'll recommend everyone to read that book. because it goes so deep. It just connects you. If you are disconnected, you will get immediately connected. And not only that, he is writing so many wonderful articles and reflections and small tips on improving our personality, our chanting, our dedication to the moment. And recently has been sending messages on WhatsApp. Think small and grow big. Very wonderfully he is writing those points. That even sometimes chanting we may not be attentive, but how to improve chanting? At least in one round, if you are attentive to one Maha Mantra, in one round, just be attentive to one Maha Mantra. Is it difficult? It is not difficult in one sense. It just first round, if you first bead you take, become more attentive. You just decide that I will chant this first bead very attentively. And let us see how every round we are attentive to the first bead. I was trying, but at the first bead only we were missing. I was missing. Then again, because of that reminder, reminding myself, no, I have to be attentive to the at least first. So in that way, at least 16 Maha Mantras you can chant attentively. And gradually how he has progressed, I mean, Rishvari was telling his realization that how he has gradually improved to more numbers, 30, 40, like that. So in that way one can gradually, if we try to think that, okay, I can now chant full round attentively, it may not happen. It may happen also, but many times it may not happen. But if we try small steps, take a small step first, at least I will do this first, properly, then at least I know that I have done this much, minimum. And then gradually then I can improve. So in that way this one can improve slowly, slowly. So his those wonderful reflections, articles are really helping, and maybe they can help you also. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gunatra Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.